ultimately, if they perceive that you are, one, honest, and two, you care about them, you've got most of the battle won. Tell us about Lovie Smith.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with Lovie Smith is that, you know, he really relates to his players and, you know, listens to his players, you know, and I think that's something, and, you know, that's not a black-white thing per se. It's more or less, you know, like you said, Marv Levy said, an ability to communicate with your people, and you kind of get respect and you get give and get respect both ways, and I think that's what makes it effective. Lovie Smith, the one thing I was talking to Jerry Angelo, the Bears GM, about him, and he said, you know, Lovie's got this great quality to really keep everybody calm and composed when they strike adversity, and that's been something that that they're really having to deal with as the season progresses.
What is it about the way Lovie Smith treats his players that makes them feel like they can trust him?
Yeah, I think that's what it is that you know that when you're going to have some criticism, it's going to happen behind closed doors. And, you know, that really went over big in the Bears locker room. And it's not that they don't think that Brian Griese is a guy who could probably come in, but, you know, at that position especially, that's your leader. And you built so much going into the season and preparing for the season to have this guy be the guy that leads you. So once he hits a rough stretch, you really just don't want to, you know, kick him to the curb. And, you know, the thing that Lovie told me, Nick, about it, he really likens his football team to his family. And he said, hey, if a guy makes a mistake or he has a bad quarter or two, I'm not going to kick him out the house, just like I wouldn't kick my son out the house if he makes a mistake. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to be demanding on them. He's not going to punish them. I mean, he punished, you know, Tank Johnson, you know, a degree for some of the situations that he's had by sitting him down. So, you have to, it's a fine line. You have to have that discipline and that respect. But also, you have to kind of let the guys know that, hey, we're all in this together. And I think that's what really resonated with the whole Rex Grossman thing and how Lovie handled it.
We had Marv Levy, who's played that role as a coach with the guys like Bruce Smith that weren't early in their career very disciplined players and found a way to connect to them, and they began to look at themselves as leaders. And once he accomplished that, it was downhill. What does Lovie do to help his players look at themselves as leaders on each team?
Well, I think the thing he does that really you have to have is he's consistent. So he's not going to be wishy-washy and one day handle one situation totally different. So players tend to know what to expect from their leader, and then they can in turn be leaders because he's going to give them the respect to listen to them, to take their input, their ideas, and again, kind of, you know, row this boat together.